All right, heads up, moms and dads. There'll be a little extra police presence today at Lee High School. Not the Lee High School, the Albert Richardsons, Eugene Daniels, Mark Motorcuts, Mike Delicanos, some of the former great athletes at Lee High School. Mm-hmm. They were so disappointed a few years ago when they went from Rebels to Patriots. I'm glad they changed the mascot because things have really come together over there.
Yes.
Just think if they still went by the Rebels.
Ooh.
You hear about this one?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, Lee High. I don't know if I'll see it in my lifetime. I know people may get upset with this. I'm not promoting anything, but I am a visionary. I'll be dead and gone, but I'm assuming, based on the way things have happened on that campus lately over the last year or two, Lee High School soon is going to look like the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad.
Oh, my God. Well, let's hope not.
Yeah. Well, I know. I'm not wishing for it, Scott. Jeez. But sometimes, you being a father of two and a loving husband, you need to face reality every now and then. And I'm here just to guide you down that highway,
yes,
buddy.
Yes, Scott.
Highway to the big R.
The big R.
Reality.
Ah.
December 2018, as Jim Hawthorne would say, my. School student president was expelled for having weed in a night in his vehicle on campus, and mommy and daddy thought it was unfair. December of 2019, they loved the winter months over at Lee High. No longer the Rebels. Well behaved now. They are the Patriots, go team. 2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits, an hour. All for the Patriots. Stand up an hour. Woo! December 2019, 24 students were involved in boxing matches.
Jeez.
In the bathrooms. Be true to your school. Go Lehigh Patriots.
Incredible.
For months.
I can only imagine the fight of that football team when they feel a varsity team this coming fall.
Mm.
The ferociousness, fierceness, the competitiveness.
Incredible.
Because they're no longer the Rebels, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you, that was offensive.
Mm-hmm.
People beating the crap out of one another in a bathroom between classes. That's very offensive.
And some of the
school president.
Too. Yeah.
Got a vehicle full of weapons and dope.
Allegedly.
And mommy and daddy went to his bed.
Right.
My son should not be expelled. My son should be allowed to graduate.
Well, that worked.
Then a little knucklehead went back in the gym and tried to slip in and watch his knucklehead buddies graduate.
Yeah. And you know what, though? It worked for the boxers because those kids didn't end up getting expelled.
Now, January of 2020, I have a funny suspicion. It's just the gray skies and the cool weather. It's the weather. It always happens in the cold months.
Yeah.
Could be the holidays. Mm-hmm. Don't know what it is. Every time it gets a little chillish, and every time the weather people in the morning say, wrap your kids in the bus stop, you know damn well something's going to happen at Lehigh.
You know it's coming.
These voices make me happy.
When do they ever say, wrap your kids in
the
bus stop?
They do. Make sure your kids are wearing a jacket, a sweater, or something, because it's going to be rather chillish. It's 65 this morning.
Yeah, 65.
You're right. Wrap your pipes and...
Hell yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, they always do that.
I know.
The silly, willy weather people on little local morning weather shows in the morning. Good morning, everybody.
Just doing their job.
Got the little reporter out on the scene.
I love it.
That hard news, penetrating news before you get up and get out there.
Right.
You follow me?
I'm with you.
$55 million in taxpayer money to renovate the school.
Whew.
And this is what's going on at Lee High School. Student who made the threat online, according to the story, posted on WBRZ.com, our official news partner, has not been arrested.
So they don't know, or they...
Or they know who did it.
But they didn't arrest
him. They didn't arrest him. What do you have to do now to get arrested?
Seriously.
Like, you're posting on social media
a
threat against the administration and building the students, your people who won't befriend you, whatever the angle is.
Yeah.
But he's not been arrested.
And that's still not going to...
Oh, and you know what? Not only is he not going to be arrested, maybe, but his name will never appear in a paper.
Well, he's
even
under
18. Yeah, but that's bullcrap. You act nuts, your name should be in a paper.
Allegedly.
No, they acted nuts. They got extra security. So there's no allegedly, because I taxed ours instead of these police officers and security people doing something that maybe more people can benefit by today.
Right.
I got to be on the campus of Lehigh dealing with this knucklehead.
Right.
Stupid. I can put it more complicated if you want.
No, that sums it up.
Ever since the school dropped Rebels as its mascot and started going by the Patriots, things have gone downhill.
Right.
Seriously.
Yeah.
When they went by the Rebels, hey, I'm telling you, had people maybe over in that school starting trouble, but not to the level of this. I think it's the mascot change.
I think so too, love.
I think on National Squirrel Appreciation Day, let's change it to the Lehigh Squirrels.
I like that.
You like that?
Sure, yeah.
Let's do it on this day.
Squirrely.
Every time I pass Lehigh School, I say to myself, I'm so damn glad part of my property taxes is going toward this beautiful campus.
Every day.
Because every day, $55 million. We could have saved $55 million, and all of a sudden, the teachers could have just yelled during class, duck! You follow me?
The ceiling was falling in.
You see where I'm going?
They had to redo it.
Watch your step walking in a hallway. You may trip. Piles,
yeah.
Suck it up. Open your damn eyes.
Yeah, that's best.
$55 million for this. Now, $55 million, guess what they have? All the students have laptops.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, there's an AT&T cell phone tower disguised as a tree.
That's nice.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
That's my money, your money, and his money, and every listener of this radio station who lives in East Baton Rouge Parish.
Or shops.
Your hard-fought tax money dollars is going to pay for that nonsense over there. Digital Media Center. AT&T phone tower designed like a damn tree.
Heard that somewhere.
Cafeteria has a terrace maple wood staircase.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Yep.
Jeez.
Money well spent, right?
No joke.
So not only do you have to pay for your children to go to private school, not only did you have to move out of here because tax dollars are going to waste like this crap, $55 million for that. $55 million. You would think the students out there would appreciate all of that money.
Would respect
all the amenities and all the resources, state-of-the-art, beautiful campus. And that's how they use it over there. They fighting in the bathroom. I got the school president. Man, I hate to know what kid came as a runner-up.
Yeah, for the president. Yeah.
Like, that's the best. No, yeah. I remember school president in my school, and we didn't hang out with him. Mm-hmm. He didn't slip the Fat Harry's with us on St. Charles
right.
during lunchtime and get stayed. Loaded.
But he right. was a
come
good
back and fall in a pile of
students.
Spit. You missed your last couple of classes.
Yeah. No, he was in class.
Yep. $55 million. Fighting in bathrooms. Now... school president has gone on to be quite successful, I'm assuming. And now they got a kid on social media making threats, and it all happened in one place. And you know what? It took $55 million to make it happen.